I'm just really here to prove, you know, that, you know, I can be as versatile as some people think I am, and those people that don't think that I am as versatile as I think I am, I'm just here to really prove them wrong, I guess. I never thought I had a problem with my footwork and backpedaling, but it's definitely something I have been working on during the off season and training for the combine. I've been doing just a bunch of drills every day and bunch of backpedaling. Backpedaling until your thighs burn. But I really have been working on that a lot, just to, you know, reaffirm those guys that think I'm good at it, and to prove to those guys that don't think I'm so good at it that I am good at it. Absolutely, you know, I didn't think of this past year as a setback in my productivity. I think of it as, you know, my teammates being able to step up their productivity. You know, a lot of the players on the team, you know, St. Quest, Trey Elston, Tony Connor, you know, all those guys, I feel like I helped coach along. You know, I helped get them to the point mentally in the game to where they could be more productive than they already were. And, you know, all of them are tremendous athletes, but I feel like I helped, you know, get them to a place where they could, you know, make a little more plays. And whenever they had more productivity this year, that, you know, that kind of made it to where I didn't necessarily had to have made a play, where in the past couple of years I would have had to make that play. For me, the extra year really, it gave me a chance to really develop mentally. You know, it just gave me another year to just get better at the game. You know, there's always room for improvement, no matter what level you're on. And I felt like, especially after losing to Mississippi State, that I wasn't finished at Ole Miss. And I'm absolutely glad that I was able to stay and you grow a little more.